perfect band for the intro for the highlights segment as we roll on the Verizon Mets postgame show. Rich Ackerman with you after the 12-6 win by the Mets, who staved off elimination and force a game six in L.A. on Sunday. And it's time for the highlights of the game. And for the Mets, it was simple. Win and keep playing. Lose, it's the end of the season. David Peterson made his first start since September 29th when he went seven scoreless in Milwaukee, allowing just one hit. He hadn't pitched since Game 1 when he was touched for three runs, two earned, and two and a third innings, and was going up against Jack Flaherty, who was terrific in the series opener. The Mets were in trouble early, but Peterson bailed them out. Shohei Ohtani led off with a grounder under the glove of Jeff McNeil. Mookie Betts' liner went off the glove of Starling Marte, putting two runners in scoring position with no out. Teoscar Hernandez grounded out to short, and the runners had to hold. Freddie Freeman lined out to Alonso, and then Peterson didn't flinch against Tommy Edman.
One and two to Edman. He's gone 11 for 34 in the postseason with eight RBIs, two for six last night. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Peterson pumps his fist as he gets Edman on a high fastball, and that is an immediate lift for the Mets as the Dodgers had second and third, nobody out, and failed to score.
Peterson was terrific in the first. Jack Flaherty wasn't as sharp early as he was Sunday. Francisco Lindor laced the leadoff single. Brandon Nimmo walked. Mark Vientos flied out to left just in front of the warning track. And that may have been a prelude of things to come, as that brought Alonso to the plate, perhaps making his final Citi Field appearance. If it is, he certainly wasn't going out without a bang, and it gave us our smash of the game.
The 2-1 lifted in the air to right center field and deep. Baez back, still going. It's going to go. Home run! Pete Alonso, a three-run homer right in front of the seven-line army to the right of the 408 mark. Alonso with his fourth postseason home run, and the Mets are leading by a score of 3-0.
And Citi Field was electric. If it had a roof, it would have been blown off right there, the smash of the game. Brought to you by Smashburger, 100% certified pure Angus beef, fries, shakes, and more. There was no doubt about that one. 432 feet to dead center, and the Mets with an early 3-0 lead. They threatened again in the inning. Marte had a two-out double, and Tyrone Taylor walked, but McNeil flied out to left. The Mets sent eight men to the plate in the first, scored three runs while making Flaherty work, throwing 32 pitches. After the big inning, Peterson walked the leadoff man, Kike Hernandez, before retiring the next two, but Andy Páez hit a broken bat single to put runners on the corners. That brought Shohei Ohtani to the plate. The Dodgers did get one back as Peterson spiked one that Francisco Alvarez couldn't stop. One run in, and the Dodgers had first and second after Ohtani walked, but Peterson got out of it again without any further damage, getting Mookie Betts to pop up to Alonso. Alvarez got a long-awaited hit going the other way for a leadoff double, but he was stranded at third. Lindor just missed a homer twice, hitting one foul and then flying to right with Betts backed up to the wall, and Nimmo and Vientos both flied out to end the second with the Mets not getting a run. After a scoreless top of the third, the Mets gave Peterson a bigger cushion to work with. Alonso walked to lead off the inning, the third straight inning in which the leadoff batter reached. It was just the start of things as Winker walked, and then Marte looked to add to his good start after a double in his first at bat. He came through with a huge hit.
Flaherty set the 1-1. Marte rips it down the left field line. That is a base hit going to the corner. Alonso rounds third. He will score. Winker chugging. He's heading around third. He's coming home. The throw to the plate, not in time. Two-run double, Starling Marte. 5-1, Mets in the third. They are not done yet. They've added on against Jack Flaherty. Two doubles today for Starling Marte. Nobody out in the third inning.
And the Met fans at Citi Field were certainly feeling a little better about things after that. Winker hustling all the way around to make it a 5-1 game on the two-run double. Taylor flied out. McNeil grounded out. Alvarez could breathe easier after a double in his first at-bat, and now is swinging free and easy.
Two outs, runner at third, 5-1 Mets. Pitch to Alvarez. Hit hard. Base hit left field between Edman and Muncy. Marte scores, 6-1 Mets. Two banged balls today by Alvarez. This one brings in a run. And the 22-year-old is 2-for-2 here today against Flaherty.
and looking more and more like the hitter we've come to know over the last two seasons, extending the lead to 6-1. But the Mets weren't done yet. Lindor started the big first with a well-struck single, missed a homer in his last at-bat, and this time, in his third time up, hit the ball hard once again.
The 1-1. Ripped down the right field line. Base hit, disappearing in the corner. Alvarez round second, heading for third. Betts trying to fish it out. Alvarez getting waved around. He will score. Lindor to third, a stand-up triple. It is 7-1. New York Mets in the bottom of the third inning. Lindor's second hit. He's at third. This place is on its feet here at Citi Field.
Wonder what the Temptations have booked for the next few days. Maybe they want to get on the charter with the Mets and do a couple of gigs in Los Angeles.
And that's the way they do the things they do. The Mets and Alvarez hustling all around. Lindor a stand-up triple. It was now 7-1, but it wasn't going to stay that way long.
Well, the Mets hadn't really come up with a big hit. Well, they've had big hit after big hit after big hit today against Flaherty. The 2-0. Ripped to the right side. Base hit. Here comes another run. Lindor trots home. It's 8-1 Mets. Nimmo with a banging line drive over Kike Hernandez. A single to right. What an inning for the Mets. They've scored five times against Jack Flaherty.
Like a top 40 radio station, the hits just kept on coming. 8-1, the Mets' hottest hitter, Vientos, however, was 0-3 after ending the inning with a ground out. But the Mets added 5 in the third and were in command, at least for the moment. Peterson got the first two out batters to start the fourth, but had trouble getting out of the inning, and it started with the ninth hitter, Andy Páez.
Here's Andy Páez, lefty to righty, first pitch. Páez gets into one to deep left. Nimmo looks up. This one is gone. Dodgers answer back with a solo shot by their nine hitter, Andy Páez. Peterson gives up the bomb. The Mets lead is now 8-2 in this fourth inning.
Páez did a little bit of showboating and a slow jog, and Alvarez took exception. The two had some words before the home plate umpire stepped in. The Dodgers got one back. It was still a six-run lead. Otani hit a flare into no man's land just beyond short into left field for a single. Betts and Hernandez walked with two out, so Reed Garrett came on to face Freeman. The Dodgers' first baseman worked the count full, but it was the Mets reliever that won the battle.
Infield back, runners lead. A long hold. Now the 3-2. Got him looking outside corner, snapped over a sweeper. Reed Garrett barking off the mound as he strands the bases loaded. And the Mets keep their 8-2 lead as we go to the bottom of the fourth.
A huge moment for Garrett and the Mets, and that's our save of the game brought to you by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Freeman has been a Mets nemesis. It had to be sweet for the Citi Field faithful to see him go down looking and keep it an 8-2 game, and the Dodgers stranding the bases loaded. Alonso reached for the third time in the bottom half of the inning when he was hit to start the fourth. Winker scored a run in the third. Now in the fourth, he drove in one.
2-2. Ripped to the right side. Base hit past Freddie Freeman and heading to the corner. Alonso hits second, motoring for third. Betts digs the ball out, fires in. They're going to send Alonso home. The throw from Hernandez, not in time. Alonso scores standing up. Winker's at third. The Mets add on another. They just will not stop tonight with their backs against the wall. It is 9-2 Mets in the fourth. Winker with a triple to right past Freddie Freeman. And there's still nobody out for Starling Marte.
Second triple in as many innings for the Mets. With the infield in, Marte grounded to short. Winker had to hold. He would score two batters later when McNeil flied out to deep center to make it a 10-2 game now heading to the fifth. Garrett struck out the pesky Edmund to start the inning, but hit Kike Hernandez and walked Muncy. After getting the second out of the inning, here came Andy Páez again. And the number nine hitter in the Dodgers lineup, and the worst coming in, hitting just 100 in this series, was having a feast tonight.
Garrett deals. Swinging a high fly ball to deep left field. Nimmo going back onto the track. He's at the wall. It's gone. A three-run homer for Andy Páez. His second home run of the game. And the Mets' lead is now 10-5. And this just has the feel of a don't-go-anywhere game, because we're not quite halfway through yet, and the runs are coming in bunches. 10-5 Mets.
So now there was a bit of uneasiness at Citi Field after Pahe's second homer of the game, and he came in hitting 100 in the postseason and just 248 in the regular season. But Ryan Stanek then came on to face Ohtani and struck out the Dodgers star to end the inning. The Mets went quickly in order in the fifth, with Honeywell throwing only four pitches. And after that short inning, the Dodgers cut into the lead again when Mookie Betts, last night's hero, stepped in to start the inning and delivered another big blow.
The 0-1 to Betts, hit to left field, pretty deep. Nimmo back. This ball is gone. Into the party deck beyond the 358 mark. Mookie Betts has homered. Mets 10, Dodgers 6. And in this kind of game, you can't run out the clock. You've got to pitch it out. And the Mets need to find a whole lot of outs. They still need 12 of them. And the Dodgers are coming back. It is 10-6, New York.
But the out started coming as Teoscar Hernandez struck out, and Stanek got another with Freeman going down swinging, and then Edmund flew out to make it 9 outs away from another trip out west. Winker was hit to start the sixth, and Marte had his third hit of the night, a double to left, but it didn't get the run in. Taylor flew out to shallow center. McNeil 0-3 since returning to the lineup, had a sacrifice fly in the fourth, and added another to make it 11-5 before Alvarez grounded out to end the inning. Stanek did his job, working a third inning and retiring the side in order in the seventh, so the Mets went down 1-2-3 in the bottom of the inning. After 2 1/3, his longest outing in his career, Stanek gave way to Diaz in the eighth to try to get the final 6 outs. He got one immediately, striking out Pahez after the Dodgers center fielder had gone 3-for-3 with 2 homers and 4 RBI. He blew away Ohtani with a fastball that hit 99, and Mookie Betts grounded out to end the inning. Alonso and Winker started the eighth with back-to-back singles, but Winker just missed a homer hitting the top of the wall, but had to settle for a single that was hit so hard. Marte was up next and was unstoppable today, 8-for-21 in this series before coming up in the eighth, and his big day continued.
The 1-1, Acuna runs in the pitch line to center. That's a base hit. In to score is Alonso. Acuna to third, losing his helmet as he approaches the bag standing. And on at first with his fourth hit of the game, an RBI single is Starling Marte. It is a Marte parte here at Citi Field, and the fans are the ones who are enjoying the festivities. It is 12-6 New York.
He tore the cover off the ball today, 4-for-5, 3 RBIs, and the big hit to break it open in the third. A little more insurance in the eighth, and now 12-6. So all that remained was 3 outs from a trip back to L.A., and Diaz got Teoscar Hernandez to fly out to start the ninth, Freeman fly to center, and then Tommy Edman reached on an infield single, and then it was up to Kike Hernandez to keep the Dodgers' hopes alive.
Runner goes, the pitch to Kike Hernandez, popped in the air to right field, not deep. In comes Marte, he makes the catch, put it in the books. The Mets are California bound again, where they'll hope to bring back a pennant as they stay in the National League Championship Series, cutting the Dodgers' advantage to 3-2. And if they can get back here to Citi Field, it'll be for the World Series. But there's a lot of work to do before that. They've got to start a big comeback somewhere, and the Mets did it today with a flourish.